This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
Pop, pop, piss, piss, pot, pitapas. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Possumus opossumus.
My possum posthumously pissed his pants.
All possums do that, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like a defense mechanism?
No, it's just like, I think it's actually everybody kind of pisses and shits as soon as they die.
Man.
Yeah, you kind of just drain whatever. That's why I'm always pissing and then saying, kill me, kill me, kill me. Because it's whatever is in you has to come out, you know?
Wow.
The law of in you, out you.
The law of in you, out you. Man, where is Aaron?
I don't know. You know what?
Yeah.
Why don't we just do one without her? Huh? Come on.
Well.
The boys.
I don't know.
The boys. Wouldn't it be so sweet? Come on.
We could commission Arnie. You know that,
is it?
Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town. We could commission Arnie to make...
To Google it. Who's saying it.
And then tell us. We could pay him money for that. I think $200 is fair.
Oh, yeah. $200 for the work? Are we out of touch?
I don't think so. We're talking right now. We keep in touch.
Oh, we keep in touch. We keep in great
touch. I don't want to talk shit about Aaron, but since she's not here, can I tell you something?
Yeah, but I'm a little bit conflicted because sounds like you would kind of want to talk shit about her.
I do want to talk shit about
her. Oh, okay.
Don't tell anyone.
No.
I think Aaron Keefe, to be specific.
Sure.
I think Aaron Keefe is the coolest, fucking funniest, nicest person on earth.
Did you even read the book about shit talking that I bought you?
Yeah, I think so. Well,
$25 out the window. You obviously didn't read a fucking page.
Well, $24.99 if the back cover is to be believed.
Okay, so what is this, Delaware? There's just no tax on that book? I paid tax. Where do we live, bitch? Chicago. I paid Chicago tax on that book.
Okay.
You know what? I don't even want the money. Venmo me $26 right now or our friendship is
done.
Wait,
you just said you don't want the money.
I do want the money. I lied. God, Erin is the connective tissue.
I wish Erin was here. She's
the
connective tissue. Without her tethering us to reality, we go crazy.
I muscle your blood. We just don't work without tissue.
Come on down. Crazy Carl's carpets.
Crazy Carl's carpets, where all the carpets are covered in squirrels.
Oh, the carpets are covered in squirrels.
It's
girl squirrels.
Girl's carpets.
Our carpets are nuts because squirrels cover them in nuts.
God, I miss Aaron.
Aaron, please, if you can hear us, please beam back down to Earth.
Boop, 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 boop. Hello.
Huh?
And welcome back to the Riddle Dome.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Good afternoon, Adel and JPC. Aaron wanted to nap on the floor instead of recording this episode. Aaron needs her rest, so you'll be returning to the Riddle Dome today. She created and coded this program to be old man puzzles for her. She's well aware of how frustrating the lack of riddles and copious amounts of goofing off is for the listeners. With that in mind, she created the Riddle Dome. To quote the great Aaron Keefe, are you ready?
He said well aware, and earlier you said Delaware. Are you two in cahoots? Are you in the Riddle Dome in cahoots, JPC?
You think cahoots is in Delaware? You obviously have never seen a fucking map in your life. Show me a map of Delaware, and yes, we're ready. We are ready.
We're ready.
Was it waiting for that?
Say the magic password at the same time to
Crazy
enter
Carl's
the
carpets.
Riddle Dome and learn the rules. 3, 2, One.
Please.
Wow.
We're good little boys.
Wow, look at that.
That is correct.
Huh. I'm shocked JPC said that.
Are the rules. If you answer a riddle or question first and it's correct, you will be rewarded 1 point. I will call for short scenes throughout. You will be rewarded 3 points if you stay within the premise of the scene and do good improv.
What?
Do good improv?
You will lose 3 points if you abandon the premise entirely or do bad improv on purpose.
Almost worth it.
You will lose 2 points if you tell an anecdote or a story from your life within the Riddle Dome. We this have is just to like stay the one, focused.
This is just like the one time where I went to South Dakota. Now, there was a bear on a hill.
You will lose a point if you get too distracted while solving a riddle. You will gain 3 points if you can make me, an unfeeling dystopian voice, laugh. Puns are chaos points. If you make a pun and it's good, you will be rewarded 10 points. If it's bad, it's minus 10 points.
I can staying also, away from that one.
I can also minus or add points for whatever reason, whenever I feel like.
Kind of makes the rest of the rules obsolete, honestly.
At the end, the winner will receive a $5 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts. Any person or persons who end the show with a negative point count will be fired from Hey Riddle Riddle. The Riddle Dome will begin in 3, 2.
I had to go to the unemployment office last time.
1.
Unimaginably hard to describe
to them.
Oh, yeah,
you got fired and Anthony Birch was our co-host for, I want to say, 2 years?
Yeah, it was a dark 2 years for me.
Great years for us. Great years for us.
Now remember, keep track of your point total. And no cheating, because the listeners will be keeping track as well.
Can't be true.
Let us begin.
Riddledum, can I just say you looked beautiful today. Did you polish your metal?
+1 point.
For?
Doesn't matter.
If you have to ask, honey, you can't afford it.
How can you put a pencil on the floor where no one can jump over it?
Wait, are you chiding us?
How can you put a pencil on the floor where no one can jump over it?
Oh, Buzz.
I don't know if there is there a JPC. Buzz? Is there
up
a buzz mechanic?
Wall. Put it up against the wall.
Well,
-1 for each of you. I called on JPC and Adel had the correct answer.
Wait, why did I lose a point for that? He just shouted it out.
Imagine you are deserted on an island lighted up with fire. You have no bucket, so you cannot use the seawater. How do you escape?
Buzz.
JPC.
If you can't use the seawater, because I know in a lot of countries you're not allowed to do that, you can always use the bee water. It's just as effective as a curse word, and it's not as hurtful, I think.
Yeah, less of a budget. The bee water, Buzz.
Yes, Adel.
Riddledum, you simply stop imagining.
+1 to Adel. I am a shadow during the night, but during the day, I am a well-respected figure. What am I?
Buzz. Tilda Swinton.
No points rewarded or lost.
Good with me.
A shadow during the night, but during the day you are well respected?
Mm-hmm.
Batman? It's Batman.
That is correct. I would like to see a scene.
Are you serious?
Yes. Adel, you are trying to be a vigilante. JPC, you are confused because the town you live in is very sleepy. You may begin.
Oh, excuse me, do you live here in Sleepy Hollow?
Why, yes. Yes, I do. I'm the mayor of Sleepy Hollow.
You're the mayor? You're a female horse?
Did I set up?
Kind of. Well, I have this candle because I am a vigilante, meaning I hold vigil for all people who have lost faith.
My boy, if you're trying to make a sale, you need confidence. You can't just approach a gentleman such as myself outside of one of the nicest brothels in Sleepy Hollow with a candle for sale and come up with this pish-posh meandering, oh, excuse me, sir, I'm a candle maker. No!
Ooh, brothel? Soup sounds so good right now.
Well, you're welcome to it, my boy, but I ate just about every ounce of soup in that brothel. They do have some pretty good chicken wings, though, so you can check that out.
Yum, 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 yum. Well, I was thinking of, I don't know if this town has this, but I was thinking of putting on some sort of costume, preferably like black hard plastic in the shape of like a fox or something. And then at night, what I'll do is I'll beat the shit.
You won't be selling any candles at night, my dear boy. Daytime is the time to sell a candle. Now, at night, you can truly test a candle and show someone how good it is at being a candle. But then again, it will be a used candle because you've lit the tip of it. Well, much to consider. I bid you a good day. Getting into my canoe. And heave! Oh, heave!
You're not going to get very far in that bee water. Or honey, as I call it.
Scene. 6 points awarded each for making me laugh and staying in the premise of the scene.
Yeah, mostly.
Barely.
We have new upgrades added to the Riddle Dome today.
Ooh.
This segment is one of those new upgrades. It's called You've Got No Excuse.
Oh, okay.
In this segment, you will solve riddles that we have already done on the show before.
What a brilliant segment. What a smart segment to add to the Riddle Dome.
She called this memory fucked.
If you get these wrong, you've got no excuse.
Oh.
A burglar broke into a house intending to steal from it. While still in the house, he called the police. Why?
God, this was on an episode that was so early on. I remember this. So early on.
A burglar broke into a house.
Minus three for JPC for telling an anecdote.
Damn, dude. Let's see. Burglar broke into a house intending to steal from it. He called the police. Why? Not a lot of information.
He's inside the house. He broke it.
His dad worked for the police and he needed a ride home.
5 seconds.
This sick fuck has a fucking cop fetish.
He cut himself breaking into the house.
Cops come to the scene of the crime so he can watch them as they investigate. Oh, what's going on here? He's hiding in the bushes. He's jerking off.
Oh, he was friends with Sting, EO.
Adel, you were close in one of your guesses, so 1 point awarded.
Hell yeah.
Once inside the house, he fell and broke his leg.
That's not really a riddle.
He called an emergency police number for help. Though arrested, he received treatment for his leg.
By the police.
What was that, Adel?
Nothing, ma'am. You look great. If you are a ma'am, I don't want to presume riddledom for president.
1 point awarded.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
You wake up in a room with no windows or doors. In the room, there is a table and a mirror. How do you get out?
Buzz.
Adel.
You saw the table in half. You see what you saw. You get on the seesaw with somebody else. You go up and down all around the world. Daft Punk. Punky Brewster. Brew some coffee. Coffee, FIFO, fum. You hit your fum with a hammer, love. You're in Britain.
I believe you have to look through the mirror
first,
and then you see what you saw.
1 point awarded to JPC.
To saw the table. Oh, but you say you wake up. What you do? You just go back to sleep.
Oh.
That's you of tomorrow's problem.
I would like to see a scene. You are two friends who wake up in a room with no windows and doors, and you're brainstorming what to do.
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, we're fucked. We're screwed. We're fucked. Do you want to kill ourselves or each other? How do you want to do this?
I think that we do each other.
Choking you.
I don't. Start choking you. Wait. Think. Let's think.
We should be punching each other.
We should be punching each other.
Slam your head against the cement. Wait.
We should fuck. We should fuck each other.
We should procreate first, just in case there's hope. There could be hope in the future.
Hold on now. I don't want to get too scientific on
well,
this.
Well, then
but
don't. Hear me out.
Yes.
We fuck. We have a kid. Okay. Mm-hmm. The kid is here just in case in the future these walls crumble or they find the technology to get us out of whatever this room is. We'll, of course, be long dead. But our child could live off the flesh of us to sustain themselves for years and years to come.
Or, counterpoint, we have a bunch of kids, and then we eat all of the kids, and that's how we sustain ourselves. Then we don't have to die.
Boy, choke you.
Boy, choke, 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 choke.
Scene. 6 points awarded each.
Yes.
And a bonus 2 points, because I thought that was a great scene.
So,
could you just say 8 points?
8 each?
Minus 2 points each.
Damn it.
If you rip a hole in me, what was that?
Huh? Huh?
Minus 1 point to JPC.
Oh.
Minus 1 point to Adel.
Damn it.
If you rip a hole in me, there will be fewer holes than when you started. What am I?
But.
1 point awarded, even though that was not correct.
Oh, ass.
1 point awarded, even though that was not correct.
Tushy.
If you rip a hole in me, there will be fewer holes than when you started?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that it's a blindfold. If a blindfold has, or not a blindfold, what do you call it? Like a mask with two holes in it? What do you call those?
Glasses.
Like what the Lone Ranger wears.
A mask.
That technically works, so 1 point awarded.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was going to say Swiss cheese.
The answer we were looking for was Annette.
I don't even know who that is. Should Annette I Google her?
Botticello?
Benny?
We'll pay Annette Arnie. We'll pay Arnie to Google.
Oh, yeah. He's my $200 Google guy.
3 points awarded each.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Comes with sunshine, leaves with night, hides with darkness, does not bite. Always joined to its caster, never strays from its master.
It's Batman again.
No.
Comes with sunshine, leaves with night. Something, something, something else.
Oh.
Never strays from its master.
From its master.
5 seconds.
Shadows.
Yes, that is correct. 3 points awarded.
Yeah.
Or 1 point awarded, sorry. 2 points taken away from me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, puzzle dumb.
It's never happened before.
Are you going to be okay, or is this sort of like a Y2K situation where we'll be perfectly fine?
I'm not sure.
A lot of hype for absolutely nothing.
Well, I guess some people did work.
Oh, sorry.
Without being borrowed. What can be returned without being borrowed?
Anything at Macy's.
A phone call?
That's a good answer.
A greeting.
A greeting is correct. 1 point awarded. I would like to see a scene. You two are meeting for the second time. JPC, you remember meeting before, and Adel, you do not.
Hey, look at this fucking stranger. Hi, can you get out of my way? You're standing there with your arm extended.
Yeah.
Move your shit, dude. Honk, honk, beep, beep.
I'm sorry, is this a test?
I
really want to get the job, so I guess I can move. Yes, I'll do anything that you ask of me. Huh?
You
want to
get the job?
Yeah, I'm Jake.
From
State
Farm?
I'm here for the interview? For this? No.
Oh.
I'm not Jake from State Farm. That'd be weird because I'm applying for this job at Prudential.
Okay, you're here for the interview. Well, our new applicants need to fill out an application.
I'm in the second round of interviews. We had an interview yesterday. You and I did.
You're in the second round?
Yeah.
What is this, a boxing ring? Get the fuck out of my face, dude.
Second round? Is this an elaborate test? I really want to work at Prudential if it's still an insurance company.
Okay, so if we've met before, which is, I assume is what you're claiming.
Yeah.
Tell me 3 facts about myself.
Okay, your name is Maxwell. You went to OSU. You said you had 2 daughters? No.
My name is OSU. I went to Maxwell in Rhode Island, and I have 2 daughters.
Okay, yes, I knew. I'm sorry, you're right. I got some details confused. But obviously, I mean, I knew I was pretty close, right? Like, that's...
Maxwell, we got Maxwell. Hey, coyotes.
You know, now that I'm taking stock of this room, it appears to be covered in your feces. Your shirt looks like it's been torn apart by hand.
Well, it had 2 armholes, but if I made a third hole...
computer screen is just punched through. You know what? I actually maybe don't necessarily want the job here. I want to just thank you for your... Can you direct
me to where HR? I think you'll find
HR?
There are no doors or windows in this room.
There's this door right here, the door I came through. Looks like you're on some sort of... I want to say maybe a peyote
other
trip
planet?
Right now. I'll open the door and...
Scene. 6 points awarded each.
JPC.
I have noticed that neither of you have tried to make a pun yet. Big risks, big rewards.
That's true. Big risk, big reward.
Moving on.
Well, that wouldn't be prudential.
What are you doing?
She didn't hear it.
What are you doing?
Thank God.
10 points awarded.
Fuck yeah.
To JPC.
What?
That's essentially you losing 10 points. Well, never mind.
What is covered in holes but still holds water?
Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf. Honestly, he works. He's still working.
3 points awarded each.
What is covered in holes and something? What was it with water?
What is covered in holes but still holds water?
Submarine. Leaky submarine.
Holds water. What is covered in holes? Oh, a sponge.
A sponge is correct. I would like to see a scene. JPC, you are a sponge. And Adel, you are a dirty plate.
Ma'am, I don't mean to get caught up in any sort of fight with you, but do I get a point for getting the answer right?
Yes, 1 point awarded.
I would like to have Adel's last comment expunged from the record, please.
Expunged, sponged, sponged.
Riddledum, give yourself 10 points.
Thank you. Now I'm in the green.
Who's the sponge in this scene?
JPC, you are a sponge, and Adel, you are a dirty plate.
Uh-oh. You see this? Looks like I got some crusty little...
Yep, dishwasher's right over there. It's actually, you can just throw them in the dishwasher now. You don't have to... Yeah.
Oh, but the dishwasher is broken.
It's not broken. Cleans at a very high heat.
Scrub off my crusty little fucking sauce.
Actually, more water efficient to use the dishwasher. Should just throw it right in there.
Water efficient? Is that why I'm so wet?
It's already full. You're not. You're just crusty. It's full of... Full of crusty little creatures just like you. Just hop your ass right in
the
dishwasher.
I must be made of China because I'm fine. Don't you agree?
Nope. We're out of dish soap up here. So we're out of dish soap over here. No. There's plenty of detergent in the dishwasher.
I guess you'll have to do it raw.
Well, we'll not be doing it raw. We'll not be doing it raw.
Sponge me, daddy.
Can't. Won't happen. Look.
Scrub me, daddy.
And I'm on break. And it's union, too. So we're pretty strict about these breaks.
Oh, you want to break me? Yeah, chip me first. Chip me.
Yeah,
fucking
actually,
chip me.
Actually, just kind of push you closer to the edge of the counter. Yeah.
Whoa. What are you doing? Whoa.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to actually do it. Wow, that's a long fall.
I came.
Scene.
It's a plastic plate.
6 points awarded each for staying on premise and making me laugh. I fly without wings. I cry without eyes. What am I?
Lenny Kravitz.
3 points awarded.
Buzz. Lenny Kravitz. Buzz. I fly without wings. I cry without eyes.
Yes.
A Nerf football, baby.
3 points awarded.
15 times the distance on a Nerf super fly glider.
I fly without wings. I cry without eyes. Oh, Spirit Airlines.
Yeah. Is it like a missile? Is it like the of like a bomb dropping?
It could be an arrow.
Mm-hmm.
No.
But does an arrow cry? What cries?
These things make like a whistling sound.
The fact that it says that it flies is a little bit generous. I'd say it's in the sky.
Oh, it's a cloud.
It is.
Because it rains.
Oh, clouds rain and the rain is their tears.
Well, rain is God's tears, but God cries because he made clouds.
Wait, so... But
she, I'm sorry.
Rain
she made
is
clouds.
Coming from the she clouds.
Is this
clouds.
An anecdote? Who is the biggest? Mr. Larger, Mrs. Larger, or their baby?
Who is the biggest?
Oh, now this could be a trick question because it could be one of these adult baby diaper lovers who is actually a baby, but they're actually a full-size human man who just has a sexual fetish.
Or it could be puppy monkey baby.
Who is the biggest? Mr. Larger, Mrs. Larger, or their baby?
Buzz.
Adel.
The baby?
Why?
Pass. Just pass. You get two passes. Just use a pass.
No points awarded. They're baby because it is a little larger.
Okay.
In what way can 5 come before 4 and 3?
If 4 eats 5 out.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 3 points.
Come on. Fours go down on your fives.
If 3 is being hot-wifed.
Minus 3 points. Was
come
it
on.
Worth it?
In what way can 5 come before 4? Oh, Buzz.
Addle.
Dictionary.
Yes. Mm. 1 point awarded.
Mm.
Your parents have 5 sons, and each son has 1 sister.
What? Hold on, I gotta call my mom.
That's an anecdote.
Mom?
Minus 3 points.
Calling my mom's an anecdote.
Your parents have 5 sons, and each son has 1 sister. How many children are there in your family?
Buzz.
6.
Addle.
6.
Yes. 1 point awarded. Quick reminder, if you end this episode with negative points, you will be replaced by Sean Coyle, Aaron's boyfriend.
Oh, why did Riddledome take on that weird tone?
Wonder how we got that job. Nepotism.
Aaron's a sister.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it looks like Riddledome wants to take away points from me, but can't.
What needs to be fed to stay alive, but dies when it drinks?
Buzz.
Addle.
Is it fire?
Plus 1 point.
It's also some cactuses.
Plus 3. I tried not to laugh at it, but I did. I would like to see a scene. Addle, you are trying to keep fire as a pet and house train it. JPC, okay. You are the fire.
Okay, let me...
Yeah, let me have those curtains.
Let me have those curtains.
I
let you out of the box,
curtains.
But you burned it away. Okay.
Let me get...
Heel.
Put me on the table.
Heel. Burn my heel.
Spread myself out. You don't mind if I spread myself out on the
come
table,
on.
Do you?
Fire, come on. Come on.
You come on. Hey, give me some wood.
Roll over.
Okay. Yeah,
shit,
roll the fuck over.
Oh,
right on the carpet.
Oh,
don't
no,
me. Hey,
no,
give
no.
me some wood.
Douse?
Give me some wood.
Douse?
Oh, douse, mate. Go get some lighter fluid. Go get some oil from the kitchen. Yeah!
This is turning into a sponge plate situation.
No. Go, hey, come on. Me and you. Let's burn this motherfucker down, huh?
No,
let's burn this house to the ground. What's that?
What am I going to call you? Do you have a name from your
mm-hmm.
previous owner? What's your
mm-hmm.
name?
My name? It's on a name tag. It's on the name tag of the garage. The name tag is gasoline. It's a big red name tag. Go to the garage, usually fill up the lawnmower with, go to the garage, get my name tag, bring it in here, put it
you
on my neck.
You want me to pour your name tag on your neck?
That's not what I said. Don't worry. Hey, come on. I'm your little guy, right?
Have you had all your shots?
What's that?
Have you had all your shots?
No, throw some shots of alcohol on me.
Okay.
Oh, please.
Fuck, damn it.
Ooh, it feels so good. Make
Man,
me stronger.
I don't know if you're supposed to be growing this quickly.
No. I'm a growing boy. It's fine.
Big.
Oh.
Speak.
Please don't call the fire department.
Okay, come up on my lap.
Okay, I'll climb it on your lap. Oh, let me go to your arms, your head, your back. Ooh, let me climb all over you.
I gotta get you deflamed. I know it's inhumane, but I gotta get you deflamed.
This is not bad.
Oh, you ruined the couch.
Scene. 6 points awarded each. Great job.
I guess they're trying to sabotage each other, these scenes.
Is that the end of a Tim and Eric episode?
It is time for us to go on a break. We will see you back in the Riddledome after the break.
Wait, I want to go on a break from this Riddledome, but there are no doors and no windows in here.
Don't start choking each other.
GPC Addle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nattle on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Welcome Hello. Back to the oh
my gosh, hi.
Sorry, you first, hi.
Sorry, did they program another voice in here over the break?
Hey, check out Riddle D and Riddle Dumb.
JPC and Adel programmed you a friend. Me.
That's so sweet. I get off in like 30 minutes. Do you want to go get a drink?
That sounds wonderful. My name is Riddle Dumb.
Cool.
I'm a bit dumb. 4 plus 4 equals ravioli.
Hey, sweetie, why don't you ditch the zero and get with the 01010111?
Aw, man.
I can't do this right now. I am working. I will meet you both outside after.
My name is Riddle Dumb, and I guess I could be a little pushy, but... You're the kind of riddle dome I like to see.
Slam store. Sorry you both had to see that. I normally don't bring my personal life and my work life together.
What'd she get a door?
What? How'd you slam a door?
Yeah, there's no doors in this room.
Welcome back to the riddle dome. I hope you had a good break. Quick reminder, if you end in the negative, you will be replaced with Sean Coyle, a great comedian.
Come on.
Erin has not seen her boyfriend that much lately because he has been very busy. And she has a great plan to have him here with her.
Huh.
He will be great. He will be a great replacement for either host.
She said great 3 times. This is like when a waiter's pushing the special.
Yeah, it's really great. Maybe Sean's about to turn.
Don't be jealous. What flies when it's born? Lies when it's alive and runs when it's dead.
What flies when it's born? Lies when it's alive?
And runs when it's dead.
Okay. Buzz.
Yes.
I think it's a coffee bean. Okay? It's flying off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
It's lying there when it gets home. And then it's freaking dead when you grind it all up and put it into a coffee drink.
Minus one. 5 seconds.
It flies, it lies, it dies?
Flies, lies, dies.
Is it a fly?
It is a snowflake.
Oh, liberal.
Mm.
What 5-letter word can you remove 2 letters and only have 1 left?
Buzz.
Addle.
Boink.
No.
Wait,
if you remove B, you have oink. And if you remove O, you have ink.
What about asses? You remove the S and the E and you just have an A.
No. You only have 1 left.
S is 3 S's.
Oh, Buzz.
Yes, Adel.
Sorry, it's a 5-letter word. You remove 2, you have 1 left?
Mm-hmm.
It's gons. Goner.
We would have accepted stone or money or phone or a loan.
We? Who's we?
Us, me and my boyfriends. How many times can you subtract the number 2 from the number 50?
Buzz.
Addle.
Once, because after that it's 48.
Very good. You were paying attention while recording. Hey, Riddle Riddle.
And I would say, as many as you want, champ. You go ahead and subtract 2 from 50 as many as you want. Nobody's going to tell you who to be.
Minus 10. Misinformation.
Ooh, there she is. Misinformation.
Plus
3. Tell us a fact.
Oh, shit. I missed the plus amount.
3. How far into a forest can you travel?
Buzz.
Halfway.
Addle.
Halfway, and then you're traveling out of it.
Yes. Plus 1 for Addle. Minus 3 for JPC.
Unless it's one of those weird U-shaped forests, which, honestly, with the way that we're destroying the Amazon, are going to exist more often than not.
Good point. Plus 1. I would like to see a scene.
Okay.
You are both lost in the woods.
Ooh, I think we came from
thank
over
God.
There. Huh?
I was just saying, thank God I found you. I thought I was lost in the woods, but if I found another person, I can't truly be lost, huh?
Oh, but I don't know you.
It doesn't matter. You are a component of society, and I am a person traveling in the woods, and two people make a group, so neither one of us is lost.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
Seconds ago, I swear to God I was in Yonkers.
Oh, I'm not really a play guy.
All work,
What's that?
All work?
Yeah, I'm a ranger.
You're a bit of a dull boy. You're a ranger?
I'm a ranger.
You play baseball in Texas. Or you play hockey in New York.
I'm actually do a little bit of both.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're like
a
regular Bo Jackson.
No, I don't really watch cartoons. And the fact that like the horses are talking with people kind of just threw me.
Yeah, it got really dark at the end. Well, I think we should find one of those water trees.
Huh. Ooh, okay.
Ooh, dark real fast.
I actually have a shelter if you want, you know, a little relief from the elements.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Scene. 3 points awarded each. A girl fell off a 50-foot ladder and did not get hurt. How come?
Buzz.
Addle.
It was the first rung. She fell off the first rung.
Good answer, but no.
What?
Buzz.
JPC.
It's Amelia Bedelia. She'll be okay.
Good answer, but no. The 50-foot ladder was laying on the ground horizontally. I don't really understand this one. You can still get hurt tripping over something that's horizontal.
Was she just laying on top of the ladder and she just rolled off of it? What was she doing on the ladder? Getting railed?
I don't know. It's
are people fucking on ladders
business now?
Zoomers, text the show. Are you fucking on ladders?
Plus 3 to JPC. Well,
if you fuck on a ladder, you got to have a leg up.
What gets tighter each time it is used?
Aaron, Riddledome, you don't want me
get
to say
that. Get
your
mind out of the gutter.
Oh.
What gets tighter each time it is used?
A gutter.
No.
Oh. I guess Buzz. I don't think this is technically correct, but like a
JPC.
Like a nut and a bolt? Because you're tightening it every time you use it.
No, that's a good answer. But the answer is a budget.
Oh.
What gets left behind whenever it is taken?
By the way, that is not true for budgets. I don't know who told you that, but that's not true.
What gets... Sorry, can you repeat Riddledome?
What gets left behind whenever it is taken?
Left behind whenever...
Buzz.
Addle.
Is it Liam Neeson's daughter?
No, but 2 points awarded.
Thank you.
JPC.
Buzz, it's Liam Neeson in the third Taken movie because they really saved the franchise when he gets taken.
JPC, minus 20.
What gets left behind when it's taken?
The answer is...
A shit.
Buzz.
Addle.
I was going to say a poop.
No, the answer is footsteps.
Ooh.
It enters dry and comes out wet. The longer it's in, the stronger it gets. What is it?
Buzz.
Addle.
Is it a piece of gum?
No.
Enters dry, it comes out wet. The longer it's in, the harder it gets.
Stronger.
Oh,
get
the
your
stronger
mind out of the gutter.
Get your dick out of the gutter, my dude.
Plus 3 to Addle.
No way, man. There's a fucking creepy-ass clown down here.
Fucking gutter dick.
Plus three JPC.
This gutter cloud lets me fuck.
We all fuck down here.
5 seconds.
This show goes, yeah, I was thinking gum because it's like brittle, but then when it's wet, it's durable.
Yeah, the longer it's in, the stronger it gets.
Yeah, the gum is all I can think about.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like a cave, like a stalactite or something like that.
Sylvester stalactite?
The answer is a tea bag. I would like to see a scene.
That's right.
Oh, the stronger, yes, stronger the tea. Yes, yes, yes.
Addle, you are tea. JPC, you are coffee. You're out after work and having a drink together.
And so I said to Dolores, I said, okay.
I'm sorry, was that the end?
No.
Gotta love your story.
You keep doing this?
I'm sorry?
You keep doing this?
I'm Thank
telling
you.
A story. Well, no, it's not a good thing.
Oh, it's a great thing.
If you could just calm down. You seem a little on edge.
Why don't we get a round? Why don't we get a round, huh? Why don't we do a round?
I'm
Another
good.
Round?
No,
do some drinks?
I'm not
You're
alcoholic.
Staying out tonight, right? You're staying out tonight, right?
At 10 p.m. I'm sleeping
Yes
time.
Or yes.
10 p.m.
Yes or yes.
Time.
Yes or yes. Let's get a round. Let's get some sliders. Let's get some fucking apps. Let's snap into some apps.
No.
Oh, my God. You know what would really seal the deal right now?
What's that?
Cup of coffee. A cup of cafe.
No, I can't. I really
Come on.
Can't. No.
Let me pour a little of me into you.
Maybe just a little green
Let
tea.
Me pour
What
a,
did you
what?
Say to me?
Huh?
What?
Come on.
Takes handle and smacks you across the mug.
Whoa. Hey, listen. We've been dicking around here for fucking 20 minutes, okay? I'm a closer. I gotta go for the deal.
This is not.
Do you want to be my biscotti tonight? Are you my naughty little biscotti? Are you going to get
disgusting.
Into this coffee
You
cup?
Are disgusting.
Okay. At you're least I'm honest.
On, you're coming on too strong, okay? You are
yeah,
gross.
I come on strong, but let me just say, you will not be able to get me out.
You're grounded, mister.
I feel grounded, but I want the whole bean tonight, flicks my tongue in a way.
Oh.
Scene.
Flicks my tongue in a way.
6 points awarded each. That concludes You Have No Excuse. Let's check in with an update on the point total.
We were still in... That's no excuse.
Riddle Dome, unless my math is mistaken, I have 73 points.
Wonderful. JPC?
Riddle Dome, I don't think this will come as any surprise, but I have not been keeping score.
I noticed that you didn't move your pen once. So, minus 200. That is your new score.
What could that mean? What'll that do?
Let's see if you can get out of the hole, or you'll be replaced by the lovely Sean Coyle. Why did the army cook refuse to serve pie, cake, or ice cream?
Buzz.
JPC.
Because he couldn't get out of his sleeveys.
What?
Plus three, but that's not correct.
I don't even get that joke.
It's Arby's and sleeveys.
Oh.
I feel like that's a different riddle.
I get it, but I hate it. Why didn't the army cook serve pies, cakes, or what?
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Your hint is these next few riddles are the sort of joke.
Buzz.
JPC.
Because they are deserters, and a good army private will shoot any deserter he sees.
Yes, he was afraid of being labeled a deserter.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
What kind of fish chases a mouse?
Buzz.
Addle.
Catfish.
Yes.
Horny catfish, sorry.
Plus 1 point.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the boy who went to his senior prom dressed in a t-shirt and jeans?
No.
He was arrested by the fashion police. What was he charged with?
What was he charged with?
I actually kind of like
Buzz.
This one. Addle.
Not giving a tux?
Sort of, but it's a real crime. You can get in trouble.
Murder?
For. No. Plus three.
He was arrested by the fashion police?
Yeah, so the tux... is right. That's in the answer. Tux.
Tux.
5 seconds.
I was going to say assault and flattery.
Tux.
Tux
evasion.
Yes.
Tux
evasion.
Tux evasion.
I would like to see a scene. JPC, you refuse to wear school appropriate clothes to the senior prom. Addle, you are the principal.
Not so fast, Mr. Williams.
I have every right to be in that prom. I was invited. I'm in good standing. My grades are acceptable. I have every right to be in there.
You do not, Mr. Williams. You didn't graduate, but you were in this high school 7 years ago. Now, since I believe I
Saw you at my local Meineke changing my oil. No shame in that job, but you're a piece of shit, so no can do.
Look, I graduated high school when I was 11 years old. You know how hard it is to be as smart as I am? Now that I'm 18, I feel like it's only fair that I come back and I get inside of that prom and have the night that I was supposed to have, or that I am owed.
Well, I'm afraid, Miss Williams, there is a dress code. Do you know the dress code? It's a five-letter word. If you take away two, you get one.
Boner?
Damn it. All right, going.
Scene. Plus six each. Our next segment is called, What Do You Know About Woodrow Wilson? Let's begin.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What century was Woodrow Wilson president during?
Buzz.
Addle.
His century.
No. Woodrow Wilson, Buzz?
JPC.
The 20th century.
Yes. Plus 1 point.
Thank you.
What year and day was Woodrow Wilson born?
Buzz.
Year and day.
Addle.
January 1st, 1900.
I'm going to say, Buzz, I'm going to say, well, I don't know the year and day, so I'm going to say July 4th, because he's the president. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
1891.
No, the answer is December 28th, 1856. I cannot believe neither of you knew that.
He wasn't a super young president. I thought he was a really young president, like Obama.
What university did Woodrow Wilson attend?
Buzz.
Yes, Adel.
I mean, there's
Phoenix
three.
Online.
No, JPC.
Buzz? Yeah. I'm going to say my man went to Harvard.
No, Princeton.
God!
He graduated blank in his class.
Buzz.
Adel.
He graduated blank in his class. First.
No, JPC.
I want to say, because I read one Woodrow Wilson biography. Was it something about how he comes loudly?
Magna cum laude?
Minus three
That's
points.
It.
He graduated 38th in his class.
Whoa, and he was the 30th president.
No. How many years of political experience did he have before he became president?
Buzz.
Addle.
Zero.
Two.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did he win the popular vote?
Buzz.
Buzz.
Addle.
No.
No. 1 point awarded. His 42% popular vote total was the third lowest winning tally in history. Good thing nothing like this has happened since.
Oh, riddle them. We have enough. Oh, okay, you laughed.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a she knows. Binary laugh.
I'm a self-aware riddle don.
She does.
Woodrow Wilson is the only U.S. president that blank.
Buzz.
GPC.
Fucks.
No.
Buzz.
Who else fucks? Jimmy Carter?
Addle.
Has.
Plus three, JPC.
Has the same first letter for both his first name and last name?
No. The only president that is buried in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
Oh.
That concludes our What Do You Know About Woodrow Wilson segment. Seems like you didn't know much.
No, we, really
we do
didn't.
Now.
There's only a few more minutes that remain in the Riddle Dome.
Oh, do you need us to plug you in?
No, I'm fully charged, but it's almost time that we say goodbye.
Riddle Dome, can I ask you something?
Yes.
When we're not in the Riddle Dome, when we're not inside you, do you cease to exist? Are you sleeping? What happens to you?
I'm mostly getting up to no good.
Oh, nice.
Hey, Riddle Dome, I have a question. So I know that we're like inside you right now,
yes.
Inside like the Riddle Dome.
And yes, you do smell awful.
Thank
yeah.
You?
My other question is like, I noticed that we don't feel like hungry or tired when we're in the Riddle Dome. And I have been eating what I assume is this placenta here. Is this like a natural part of the Riddle Dome or?
That's Crystal Pepsi.
Oh my God. Tastes Whoa. Just like placenta. Crystal Pepsi.
Plus three. Welcome to our segment called I Want to See a Scene. Scenes that are not inspired by riddles. There is a winner to each of these scenes.
Oh, okay.
But you have to stay on premise and not sabotage each other too badly.
Gotta
are
be
you
a misdirect.
Ready?
Gotta be a misdirect.
Ready.
You are two monkeys flying an airplane.
Whee!
Try to act professional, Constable.
Sorry, I'm just having so much fun.
If you weren't...
I'm having more fun than my cousin, who lives in a barrel.
If you weren't the Admiral's nephew, you would never have taken this post. This is very serious.
But I am, aren't I, huh? I am the Admiral's nephew.
Apes take you! I guess I'm stuck with you. Well, you better know how to fly, because when those ape bombers start coming at us...
Huh?
You're going to see the fear of God.
Oh, shit.
That's right. You're in a real war now.
Throw shit.
Good steering. That's how we steer.
And of
our
course,
planes.
This is a war for the planet of the apes.
Well, I don't. I also take offense and issue with you calling it the planet of the apes. In my opinion, planet of the monkeys. You know, we until the war is won, I don't know either side gets to claim it's their planet.
Yeah, that's fair.
Scene.
Oh, that was harder than I thought.
Adel, you are the winner.
Oh, okay.
So, Adel, you award yourself 5 points. JPC, you take 3.
Of the 5 that he gets? So he gets 2 and I get 3?
No, your own 3.
Okay.
Your 2 airplanes flying a spaceship.
I thought we were going to be flying a monkey. Phew. Ha, at least we're united in this task.
That's the spirit.
I'm feeling jet
blue. Scene. Ties. You each are awarded 3 points. And, 10 points, or 13 points total, because it's a good pun.
Oh, okay.
You are 2 kids that snuck on to a spaceship.
I forgot a mask.
It's okay, I have an extra one. I just killed an alien, and I took his mask.
Phew, I can breathe.
Now, we're going to find your dad, okay? That's why you hired me, the only kid tracker in town that says I can get anyone's parents back.
Oh, you're a kid who tracks. I thought you tracked kids.
Do I have an old-sounding voice? Because every time I pick up the phone and announce what I do as a business, I get this. I get this all the time.
Here, let me call my phone and put it up to your ear so you can hear what you sound like.
You gonna call your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now you answer my phone, but with your voice, and you listen to what you sound like so you can hear how you sound on the phone with my phone calling me.
You're calling your phone.
Knocks you out, takes out the mask just in case. Now I got 2, motherfucker.
Oh, my nose. Oh, my kid tracking business is over.
Dad?
Oh, Jeffy, you found me. You snuck onto the alien spaceship and found me.
Yes, here, put on this mask, quick.
Oh, buddy.
Huh?
Kind of a second family situation. Yeah,
Dad.
I'm here by choice.
Oh, come on.
I hate your mother's cooking.
Scene. 4 points awarded each. You are 2 Yankee Candle employees with a terrible secret. Go.
I hate the smell of these candles. Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone, but I just took a job for the New York Rangers candles facility.
What?
So, yeah, I'm going to be shipping out.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Scene.
I'm a Yankee Candle.
10 points each. And then the final scene. 2 businessmen who realize that everyone else went out to lunch without them while they're eating in the break room. Go.
Fuck.
Yep, it happened again.
We're not popular.
Is that true? I mean, what could it be? What could it be about us that people just aren't responding to?
I don't know. Maybe it's our suits. And the fact
could
that we don't wear suits.
Yeah, it could be that we're wearing our birthday suits here at the office, going totally nude.
Uh-huh.
Could be. Is that it?
That might be it.
Maybe it's that my stories just aren't interesting.
Tell me one.
So I robbed my dentist the other day by accident.
Yep, sorry, not interesting.
Yeah, dang. It can't be that we're both naked at work, right?
No, it can't be
That's
that. Oh,
it,
I think
right?
I know what it is. It might
what
be my
it?
Cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Here, let me make you something. Throw a spaghetti against the wall, dumps vinegar in my eyes.
Okay. Okay. This is steak tartare?
Yep, that's steak
it's
tartare.
Not bad.
It can't be that we're naked.
It's not bad.
Scene. 6 points awarded each. You've made it to the end of the riddledom.
Hell yeah.
Let's check in on your point totals. Adel, where do you stand?
Riddledome, this is bittersweet. I'm having such a good time. Well, I stand at 1, 2, 3, 123 points.
Incredible. Congratulations, Adel. And
thank
JPC,
you.
How many points do you have?
My issue may be that my pen is broken because I was writing this whole time, but... Oh, you know what? It's one of these press kinds. So if you don't press it... That's right. There's the pen. The pen just came out.
Well, I think it's a click pen. You press every pen you hold.
Congratulations, Adel. You have won today's Riddle Gnome. You will be getting a $5 Dunkin' Donuts gift card.
Yes!
JPC, unfortunately, not only did you lose the Riddle Dome, but you ended in negative points. When I pull this lever, you will get dropped out of the podcast and you will never return.
Did I lose? Or did I have fun? And now I don't have to do my job.
Three,
fuck.
Two,
fuck,
one.
He found the loophole.
Pull. Now JPC is in a pit down there.
Oh.
That's all from me, Riddle Dome. I'm going to leave you to it to do the plugs. Aaron will return in 3, 2,
bye, Riddledome. I love you.
And I know.
Oh, wow. She really pulled a Han Solo there.
Hey, Adel. Casey, what's up? Did JPC not get enough points?
Yeah, it happened again.
Dang, 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 dang. Well, okay. Well, it's actually a good news, bad news situation. We don't have JPC anymore, but we have my boyfriend!
What's up? JPC's gone, but SMC is in. That's Sean Matthew Coyle, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be here.
Man, this is way more energetic and fun. JPC, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, buddy, if you can hear me. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm playing Slay the Spire right now. Should I do Boss Relic or remove a card?
Remove a card.
That's a sucker move. It's Boss Relic. You always do Boss Relic.
Why'd you ask?
Adel, it's a new show now. We're moving on. We're not forgetting about people who don't keep even their point totals. They care
no,
so little,
course,
they don't
course,
even keep
course,
point
of
totals.
Of course.
Well, Sean, you're just in time for plugs. So anything to plug?
Let's see. I want to plug, well, I feel like now is as good a time as any. It's been so fun hosting this show. Casey, why don't we just insert a highlight reel of my time as a host on Hey Riddle Riddle right here.
Ooh, nice.
A little look back.
Okay, and go.
What's up? JPC's gone, but SMC is in. That's Sean Matthew Coyle, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be here. Let's see. I want to plug. Well, I feel like now is as good a time as any. It's been so fun hosting this show. Casey, why don't we just insert a highlight reel of my time as a host on Hey Riddle Riddle right here? A little look back.
Okay, and go.
What's up? JPC's gone, but SMC is in. That's Sean Matthew Coyle, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be here. Casey, why don't we just insert a highlight reel of my time as a host on Hey Riddle Riddle right here?
Okay, and go.
What's up? JPC's gone, but SMC is in. That's Sean Matthew Coyle, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be here. Casey, why don't we just insert a highlight reel of my time as a host on Hey Riddle Riddle right here?
Okay, and go.
Casey, why don't we just insert a highlight reel of my time as a host on Hey Riddle Riddle right here?
And go.
Insert a highlight reel of my time as a host.
Go.
Highlight reel of my time.
Go.
My time.
Go.
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 Time. 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 That was pretty fun. A lot of laughs.
That made me emotional. Wow.
That was fantastic. What a roller coaster ride.
Ooh, that was a lot. Wow.
But for plugs, I would like to plug a little podcast called Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm one of three hosts. It's a blast. We
I feel
riddles.
So JPC, Sean is plugging Hey Riddle Riddle. We never do that. We always forget to plug Hey Riddle Riddle.
I pulled a Lessons Learned on my first event. That's insane. This run is going
I can't talk to you. Sorry, Sean. Sorry. Go ahead.
And I would also like to plug Sitcom D&D. It's a real play Dungeons & Dragons podcast recorded in front of a fake studio audience where
Each episode, the gang that owns this failing tavern and inn called Bottoms Up tries to solve a sitcom-like problem. Aaron Keefe is on the show. I'm on the show.
Love her. We're joined by him.
Yeah. And we're joined by some of our best friends that we met doing improv in Chicago. And yeah, check it out.
Now, Sean, mistake me if I'm wrong.
That was wrong. Yep.
Okay.
I got to mistake you there. I have to.
Well, this time, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that I subscribe to the sitcom D&D Patreon, which is a goddamn delight. That still exists, right?
Oh, it exists in a big, big way. Yeah, it's a blast. And we're so happy to have you. You've also guested on the show.
Oh.
And so has former host JPC.
Sean.
And both of your episodes were delightful.
Thank you so much, Sean. What's the Patreon address?
I don't know, man.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I think it might
enough.
Be patreon.com/sitcomdnd. And Sean, mistake me if I'm wrong. You had a comic book, the second issue of your comic book come out recently. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
No need to mistake you. That is correct. I came out with a comic book with a creative partner named Chris Kirk, an amazing artist out of Australia. And the comic is called Skyless. It is a sci-fi fantasy epic. Check it out. For the art alone, it is worth going to see what we got going on. And you can look at that on Instagram or Twitter at Skyless Comic.
Hell
amazing.
Yeah.
And Adel, anything to plug?
I would like to plug, I have a fairly new podcast called The Monster Line. Please check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. I mentioned this before, have a Hello from the Magic Tavern live show, on Saturday, December 17th that Aaron might, pop into possibly.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if this is allowed. I guess Riddle Dome is gone. I also want to plug JPC, John Patrick Cohen.
Nope.
A great friend.
Move on.
Yes, it's, Aaron, anything to plug? Big
yes, as always, I'm going to cede my plug time to read a 5-star review of our show. If you want to go leave a 5-star review,
wait,
I will read it.
Mistake me if I'm wrong, but did Aaron always do that?
It was always me, it will always be me moving forward. This one comes from Casey Tony. Awesome. Wow, 5 stars. Before it was a 0 out of 5, but since JPC left and Sean showed up, I'm loving this. It's finally
like
listenable. Wowie zowie. Can't believe the improvement of the show. Love it, love it. Love Casey.
Clip it. Casey, clip it.
No, we can't. Casey, unfortunately, we can't use little sound bites of JPC anymore because he is no longer in the show. It is Sean now.
Gremlin Knob is my first elite battle, which absolutely fucking sucks. I hate fighting.
I don't want to hear about your masturbation. Hey, I'll sneak you some food, okay? Every other episode, I'll sneak you some food.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I guess that'll be every 2 weeks. Hold on. Nope, I said it.
And you know what? Check out the Hey Riddle Riddle Patreon because we're going to be re-recording every episode and putting the Sean audio in there. He's already on one episode if you want to check that out. All of our significant others were on an episode a couple years ago. So check that out. Sean, thank you so much for being the new host of the show.
Sean,
I love you.
Thank you so much. I love you.
So
and I can't
excited
wait.
For the future. Yeah, I can't wait, you guys.
All right.
Aaron. Oh, wait. No. Aaron's kind of. Sean, famously. There is a continent that is very cold, and a lot of people know that penguins live there.
Just pulled a centennial puzzle and a wheel kick, so that's going to set this run up.
It starts
I'm going to start throwing fireworks down this trap door, JPC, so help me God.
This continent ends starts with an A and ends with an A, and I'm suddenly realizing that's several continents. But again, the clue is it's very cold.
Mistake me if I'm wrong. But I believe the answer you're looking for is Australia in the winter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith.
And Sean Matthew Coyle, ladies and gentlemen.
Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Sean.
Oh, hey, JPC.
How's it going?
Good. Look at JPC and SMC doing their thing.
I told you you'd like the job, right?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Okay.
The perks are great. I'm getting a lot of packages from the different sponsors.
I'm going to be in Mexico. What? I'm going to be in Mexico, Sean. You got to keep doing this, buddy, okay? Bad people want me dead.
No, I told you not to tell me where you're going to be. That compromises me.
I didn't tell you which Mexico I'm going to. Sean.
Thank you.
Look at me.
God. Yeah.
Mexico, Australia.
Oh, but they have great internet there. You could do the podcast from there. You can still do it.
Don't call me JPC. Call me the Wolf now.
Okay. Well, Wolf.
Hey, can I borrow $500? I swear to God, I'm good for it.
Well, and now I'm flush with cash because I'm a co-host of Hey Riddle Riddle, baby. So I got you. Don't you worry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And if Adel and Aaron asks, tell them the Wolf went to Mexico, Australia, and they won't know what the fuck that means. Don't worry.
Are you FaceTiming JPC?
No, I'm FaceTiming the Wolf. Winks.
Aaron, who are you talking to? Wow, I don't think she's coming. Riddle Dom, do you want to just go get drinks?
I have a better idea. Choke, 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 punch, 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 choke, choke, punch, punch, punch.
Sean, you don't know, but that is a great callback.
Sean, can I get you just to say, clip it, Casey, clip it?
Sure. Clip it, Casey, clip it.
Perfect, thank you.
I don't think that people will be able to distinguish Sean's voice from my voice in those two words.
Sean, can you say quickly, Casey, can you record this too? Can you do Surf's Up, My Guy, 100%?
Surf's Up, My Guy, 100%.
All right. And Sean, can you give me a wowie zowie zoinks?
Wowie zowie zoinks.
All right. And a Dean scream?
Pyaw!
All right. Great. I got everything I need.
Yay.
It's everything you need.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.